In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good morning. It is certainly a blessing to see all of you here this morning. There was something been on my mind lately, and it's this idea of things coming naturally to certain people. It's interesting how some people are just gifted or talented. They give something a try, something new, and they just kind of get it, right? It just kind of is natural for them. I had a friend who I went golfing with him one time, and he had never gone golfing before, and his first drive was just one of the most amazing things that I had ever seen. He was a former college basketball player, and he was, of course, very athletic, but the rest of his game needed quite a bit of work. And the thing is, this is really how things tend to be, right? Some things might come easy to us, or people might be a natural at something, but we still have to put a little bit of work into it. They have to work at being good at the talent that our Lord has blessed them with, and the same is true for all of us. And that means practice. We have to put in hours of work getting better at growing, and that also means we have to learn to be consistent as well. It's not about working at something that we might be pretty good at just once or twice a week. Instead, we have to practice and do it consistently. I remember when Nicholas was first learning how to do percussion in junior high, his instructor gave him a logbook, and he had to take that logbook home, and he had to log in at least 15 minutes every single day of practice. And when I saw it, I thought, well, what good is 15 minutes a day really going to do? Well, if I'm honest, it did a lot of good. It did a lot of good because he was being consistent with his practicing. Now, today we are offered a parable that seems to have nothing to do with things that come natural to us or this idea of being consistent and practicing. But I actually think it does. It does because both of these groups, the sheep and the goats, in the end, they did exactly what came naturally to each of them. They either showed love and they were surprised when they were told that this is what they did, or they showed indifference. And again, they were surprised. The question that all of us have to ask ourselves during our Lenten journey, the thing that we have to begin considering is this: which one of these comes naturally to us? So our reading today comes to us from the Gospel of St. Matthew. It's not a reading that's foreign to us. It's one that we read every year around this time as we are getting closer and closer into entering into Lent. It is the parable of the Last Judgment. The Lord begins, and he's very clear that he is going to come back, and he's going to judge. And he's going to judge everyone. And we hear the following: when the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the holy angels with him, then he will sit on his glorious throne before him, and will be gathered all the nations. The scripture continues that then he begins to separate everyone, right? He separates everyone as sheep and goat. And those who have done well, they are the sheep, and they are on the right side. And the goats are, of course, on the left. And then he tells the sheep, he puts them on his right hand, and he calls them blessed. And he tells them to inherit the kingdom that was prepared for them. Then he begins to go through their criteria, right, that he uses to judge them, that he uses to put them either on the right or the left. And he says the following. He says, when he was hungry, they were the ones who gave him food. When he was thirsty, they remembered to give him drink. When he was a stranger, he says, they welcomed him. When he was naked, they clothed him. When he was sick, or when he was in prison, they visited him. Then he looks at the goats who didn't do so well, and he looked at them with the same criteria. And he says to them, he says, when I was hungry, you gave me no food. When I was thirsty, you gave me no drink. When I was a stranger, you did not welcome me. When I was naked, you gave me no clothes. And when I was sick, or when I was in prison, he says, you did not visit me. The interesting thing is the sheep and the goats, they both offer the Lord the same reaction, right? They were both shocked and they were both surprised. Both of them said, but Lord, when did we see you this way? When did we see you hungry or thirsty or a stranger and we did nothing? When did we see you naked and give you no clothes? And when did we not visit you when you were in sick or when you were in prison. And he says, as you did it to the least of these, you did it to me. See, the first thing that they were shocked about was the very fact who the Lord identified himself with, that he identifies himself with the least among us. He identifies himself with those who are in need. The second thing that they were shocked about is that each group had no idea they were either showing compassion or showing indifference. Why? Because it was natural to them. Each group did not have to put any effort into being kind or any effort into being indifferent. The thing is, I think if we actually ask ourselves which group we fall into, we would probably, if we were honest, say both. There have been many times in my life that I have shown kindness to others and that I have ministered to them. But if I'm honest, there are many times that I have not. There are many times that I have seen the need right in front of me and I was indifferent to it. I'm pretty sure that each of you today can tell me of an instance that you have shown kindness to someone, but I'm pretty sure you can tell me of an instance as well that you have been indifferent. Now the question we have to answer is, how do we make what Christ is asking us to do, to show kindness and concern for others, a natural part of our lives? Well, recently, our men's group and our Philoptychos have been helping some kids at the local schools here near the church. We've been working with a counselor in these schools, and our men's group had a conversation with him, and we asked him a question. We said, what do you think the kids need most? And I thought he was going to say some shoes or clothes or even some food. But instead, he said one word. He said, they need consistency. Now, he wasn't saying that clothing and food drives and all these things weren't important, because they most certainly are. But he was saying is that these kids have people coming and going in their lives all the time. What they need is something consistent. They need something solid. And I think all of us can understand this. And this is what Christ is trying to tell us. For us to grow, our outreach, our showing love to people needs to be done often. It has to become a part of our lives, not just once in a while, but we have to do this regularly. This, I believe, is what Jesus is saying. The sheep remembered to be consistent in their acts of kindness. The sheep made it a habit, and because of this, they had no idea that they were actually doing it anymore. The final idea, I think, that we have to remember is that we don't do this alone, but we do this with someone. Jesus tells us that he is the vine, and we, he says, are the branches. He tells us that if we stay close to him, then we will most certainly bear good fruit. If we stay close to him, then our acts of kindness and love will be a natural expression of who it is that we follow. We won't have to think about it anymore. We will just do it because we are united to Christ, and if he dwells in us, that is exactly what people are going to see. My friends and my family in Christ, we are quickly approaching the great and holy days of Lent. Today we are being asked to consider, what is it that comes naturally to each of us? Is it kindness and concern? Is that something that comes naturally? Well, it certainly can. It can and it must and it will. If we during Lent remember to stay close to Christ by looking inward through prayer and more focus on that important relationship. And we are so very blessed in our community that we have so many opportunities to show kindness, the kind of kindness that we are called to offer to others. We are also blessed in our community. They have opportunities through worship to grow closer to Christ. Let us remember to take all of these opportunities in order to become naturals at showing love and showing kindness. In the name of the Father and the Son